Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome to Inside Arsenal. Welcome to the Emirates Stadium, where the last few fans here are just beginning to filter out. A few of them have stayed behind to watch the post-match interviews on the pitch. Emile Smith-Rowe just coming out and speaking to TNT Sports after a really bright performance from Emile Smith-Rowe, who's named man of the match today in only his second league start since October. So, you know, all you can do is take your opportunities when you get them, and Emile Smith-Rowe certainly did that for Arsenal tonight after a fairly comfortable 2-0 win here against Luton. Not too much to shout about. It was a good first half. Arsenal absolutely deserving their lead, which was 2-0 at half-time. You kind of felt at that point that they were going to go on and you'd think add to their total in the second half, but never really looked like doing that. It was a bit sluggish in the second half. Not sure if it was a mixture of sort of fatigue creeping in. Obviously, there's lots of changes from Arteta tonight, making five from the team that played against, well, that started against Manchester City on Sunday. A lot of those players that came in haven't played much football at all and kind of looked like that showed a little bit in the second half. The, I don't know if it was tiredness, fatigue or whatever, but Arsenal just lost their way a little bit. And Luton, to be fair to them, they gave it a really good go in the second half. Had they got a goal back, it would have set up a nervy finish. They never really looked like doing that in truth. Arsenal pretty comfortable at the back. Gabriel, Saliba, you know, typical from those two. Didn't really break sweat during the game, but kind of swept up and did everything that they needed to do to ensure that Luton didn't find a way back into the game. And in the end, yeah, Arsenal comfortable winners here. And like I said, Smith Rowe, you can only take the opportunity you get, can't you? And this was I didn't think he would start, Smith Rowe. I said in the show this morning, I thought this was a time for Mikel to make changes. He felt like, if you're not going to do it against Luton, then when are you going to do it? And that's no disrespect to Luton. It's just when you look at the fixture lists that Arsenal got coming up between now and the end of the season, there is just not many of them that you look at and think you've got an opportunity here to give some of your fringe players a go and to rest some players. And if you're not going to do it against Luton at home, then when are you going to do it? And he did take the opportunity. Like I said, five players coming in, Thomas Partey coming in, Emile Smith-Rowe, Reece Nelson, Alexander Zinchenko, and someone else who I've forgotten off the top of my head right now coming in, but it was five changes. And like I said, Smith-Rowe certainly the guy who was stealing the show. He was just down there talking to Martin Keown and Tom Lockyer on TNT Sports, deservedly walking away with his man of the match awards. He was my man of the match as well, heavily involved in both of the first two goals. It was kind of the first 20 minutes was a bit, it was like Arsenal were trying to unpick Luton. You felt like a goal was coming, but they didn't really carve open a brilliant, brilliant chance during that time. Luton were playing the ball out a little bit and they were living dangerously. Arsenal were stealing the ball high up the pitch, but not quite taking advantage of it. But then they really did take advantage, really clinical fashion after 23 minutes. It was Smith Rowe started the move, winning the ball back really well in the Luton half. He fed the ball to Odegaard. Odegaard then interchanged passes with Kai Havertz, and it was a brilliant finish from Odegaard. Lovely pass by Kai Havertz. He picked his moment to play it, but there was still quite a bit for Odegaard to do. And the way he sort of cut across the ball with the outside of his foot and put it into the corner, real expert finish from the Arsenal captain, who was brilliant in the first half as well, Odegaard. One pass he made to Smith-Rowe just after the goal, actually, which Smith-Rowe probably should have done better with. Kaminski made a good save, but kind of felt like, I'm sure Smith-Rowe will be disappointed he didn't score, but the pass from Odegaard was properly sublime. Lovely bit of play from him. And then it was 2-0 just before half-time. Again, Smith-Rowe really heavily involved. I think it was Trossard down the left-hand side. He played in. Smith-Rowe raced away to the touchline, pulled the ball back. It initially looked like it went in off Reece Nelson, but when you saw the replay, it actually kind of went through Nelson's legs, I think, and hit the defender who was behind him. So it'll go down as an own goal. I don't know in the rules if that's going to go down as an Emile Smith-Rowe assist. I've got a feeling that it might not. And I think that's really, really harsh if that is the case. But, you know, he won't really care about that, I'm sure. It's nice for his numbers and all that, but he'll know how heavily involved he was. And, you know, more importantly, Mikel Arteta will know how heavily involved he was. And Arteta would have been looking at this. And he said before the game, didn't he, that only takes a few seconds to kind of make your mark when you're a fringe player and you're given a chance. And Smith-Rowe certainly took his chance tonight. I think out of all of the players who did come into the side, he was the one who really sort of stole the show. And when you walk away with the Man of Match award on your, when you're given an opportunity like this, there's not much more you can do, is there? So he'll feel very happy about himself. The second half was a bit of a non-event. Like I said, I thought Luton, they gave it a real go in the second half about really pulling Arsenal apart, creating too many chances. But it was one of those games you felt if Luton did score from a set piece or something like that, that it would set up a nervy ending. But Arsenal saw it out, had a couple of opportunities at the other end. Tomiyasu had one that went just wide Eddie Nketiah, who came on in the second half. He had a shot that looked like he was going to creep in at the near post, but Kaminski made a good save to keep it out. And in the end, it was just 2-0, job done. And Arsenal can now focus on a weekend and a really difficult trip to Brighton. But some of those players who didn't play tonight will be refreshed. We'll wait and see what the latest is with Bukayo Saka. Mikel Arteta saying before the game that had it was a sort of precaution. It seems like he's felt his hamstring a little bit. He did train yesterday, but after the training session, he and the medical staff and the coaching staff decided it just wasn't worth risking Bukayo Saka. He was here tonight. He came with the squad. I'm just looking at the moment. The players are out there doing their, the substitutes are out there doing their sort of post-match warm down. I was just wondering if he was out there doing anything, but he's not. He's not there. It's just the substitutes who are there. But we'll wait and see if he is back fit for the game against Brighton. Fingers crossed he is. But yeah, a lot of players given a night off. The likes of Tomiyasu came on, Declan Rice came on as well in the second half. So some of the players who were given a bit of time off did come on in the second half. Okay, let's run through some player ratings now, shall we? Kind of game of two halves, as I said. First half, lots of players did well and were on for really good scores and then did fade away a little bit in the second half. But I'll go through them anyway. David Raya gave a 6 out of 10. I didn't really have anything to do in terms of making a save, but he swept up as usual. A couple of dodgy passes. Distribution maybe wasn't as sharp as it always is with David Raya, but I gave him 6 out of 10. Ben White, I gave an 8 out of 10. He produced one turn in the first half that led to a chance. I think it was for Havertz that just drew gasps from the Emirates, all around the Emirates. It was just a lovely bit of play by Ben White. Almost, it sort of carried on his run as well. And when Havertz's shot was saved, it was Ben White who almost scored the follow-up on it. So it was really nice from Ben White. I gave him an 8 out of 10. Saliba and Gabriel, I gave 7 out of 10. You know, both excellent performances from the two of them. Didn't really put a foot wrong. Saliba, a couple of lovely turns as well. Again, that just drew those gasp from the Emirates, around the Emirates. Calm as always, relatively untroubled, both of them. But whenever they were troubled, they got themselves out of any sort of dodgy situation very, very well. So I gave the pair of them 7 out of 10. Zinchenko was kind of on the fringe of things with Zinchenko, of a 6 or a 7. There was a couple of misplaced passes from him, but you're always going to get that with Zinchenko because that's the type of passes that he attempts. You know, it's not easy passes. He'll be trying those line-splitting passes to the midfield to really open up Luton. So some of those are going to go awry and they're not always going to make their mark. But I actually thought he had played pretty well tonight, Zinchenko. Tired a little bit, I thought, as a second half, but I don't think he was alone in that. I think a lot of the players were. So I did give him a 6, but I bumped him up to a 7. So yeah, in the end, I gave Zinchenko a 7 out of 10. Midfield, Thomas Partey, some really good things from Thomas Partey in that first half. Understandably, he tired in the second half. No surprise about that. Like I said, it was, along with Zinchenko, a fair few of them did that, but it was some really good signs, I thought, from Partey in the first half, which bodes very, very well for the title running because he's going to be so, so crucial to Arsenal between now and the end of the season. There's some lovely balls over the top from Partey, some line splitting passes, a couple of drives forward as well. Look, he's still getting his fitness back. He's still trying to get as sharp as he possibly can. But I liked what I saw from Thomas Partey in that first half tonight. Gave him 7 out of 10. Emil Smith Rowe, my man in the match tonight, heavily involved in both goals. But not just that, just his all round play. He looked hungry in that first half. He really looked like he was enjoying himself. He tired, like they all did in the second half. He looked really knackered by the end. He was the last of the players to go off. He was the fifth and final substitution. Jorginho came on for him and he looked absolutely blowing by that point. But he'll be really happy with his night's work. And I'm sure Mikel Arteta will be really happy with Emil's night's work as well. Because you've just got to take your chances if you get them. And he certainly took his tonight, played his part in both goals and deservedly walked away with a Man of the Match award, in my opinion. So I've given him an 8 out of 10. Odegaard as well, I gave an 8. Maybe could have dropped that down to 7 because I thought Odegaard looked a bit, I don't know if it was tired or whatever in the second half, but there were some passes where you thought he could make that pass and send the guy away and he got the pass wrong and you could see he was getting frustrated himself a little bit, but I still kept him at an 8 out of 10 because I thought his first half performance was so, so good. Like I said, that one pass to set up a chance for Smith Rowe, excellent. His finish was brilliant. So I kept him with an 8 out of 10 as well. And up front, Trossard was in and out of the game. There's one Cruyff turn on Andros Townsend in the first half that was just a real highlight. Absolutely did Townsend a treat down the left-hand side. But yeah, he sort of floated in and out of the game, Trossard. I gave him a 6. Havertz, I gave a 7. Lovely assist for Odegaard's goal. That's 12 goal contributions for Havertz now this season in the Premier League. That's more than he's ever done during his time at Chelsea in a league season. So it's great to see. It was a handful all night. Booked for diving in the second half. Stupid, stupid dive as well. And it was the last thing he did. He was getting replaced within like 20 seconds. And he's now just two bookings away from getting a two-match ban. But that booking sort of threshold goes in two games. So he basically just needs to not get booked in one of the next two games and he'll be all right. But, you know, he could have done that tonight, but within 20 seconds before he went off, just a stupid dive, very similar to what happened here against Brentford, wasn't it? So clearly he hasn't learned from it. Mikel should probably have a word with him, you think, in the second half. But I thought he was a handful all night, especially in the first half. So gave him a 7 out of 10. Reece Nelson worked hard, looked a little bit off in terms of the wavelength of some of his other teammates at times, but still worked hard. And unlucky not to get the second goal when it looked like it was his, but eventually went down as an own goal. So I gave him a 6 out of 10. Substitutes who came on, none of them could really... Arsenal had lost their impetus by the time they came on, and they helped see the game out, but none of them could really sort of wrestle the impetus back in the game. Rice came on, and Nketiah, Tomiyasu, Martinelli, Jorginho, none of them really to shout about. Arteta, I gave 7 out of 10. Look, he used the game well. He used his squad well, made 5 changes needed to be done, and he got the result that he wanted, so I'm sure he'll be very happy, even if maybe he'd have wanted more goals from his side, given the position they put themselves in at half-time. So I gave him a 7 out of 10. And that's it from me. Thank you very much for watching, as usual. If you want to get involved in tomorrow's show, please do reply in the comments below with your views on the game and performances from individuals or as a team. Let me know what you thought in the comments below, and I'll pull some of them together and get them included in tomorrow's show. Until then, everyone, have a great night. It's finished here at the Emirates. Arsenal 2, Luton Town 0.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.